Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with Indiana House Republicans. According to analysis by the Indiana Business Research Center at IU's Kelly School of Business, Indiana added nearly 39,000 residents last year, outpacing all neighboring states and the national average in population growth. More than 80% of Indiana's population gains are a result of people moving into our state, with a net domestic migration more than doubling from about 6,000 people in 2024 to over 12,000 in 2025. Hoosier counties across the state, both urban and rural, are contributing to this growth, with central Indiana's Boone and Hancock counties as the fastest growing. State Representative Zach Payne of Charlestown represents a portion of Clark County in southern Indiana, which is the third fastest growing county. Payne says the population increase highlights Indiana's growing economy and efforts to make our state a low-cost place to live and start a business.
Indiana is seeing growth across its regions, including in southern Indiana. Efforts to cut taxes, reduce red tape, and address affordability issues are bringing businesses, jobs, and people to our state.
Hamilton, Johnson, and Allen counties added the most new residents, while rural counties including Madison, Park, and Owen experienced significant upticks as well. State Rep. Dave Heine of Fort Wayne, who represents a portion of Allen County, says Indiana will continue to prioritize Hoosier values to bring people to Northeast Indiana and the state.
Indiana continues to grow and prove it is the best state in the Midwest. It's exciting to see Northeast Indiana leading and creating the kinds of communities where people want to live and raise their families.
Strong economic growth and job opportunities are attracting people to our state and communities. Indiana's GDP continues to outpace our neighboring states and the national average as well. House Republicans have worked to cut taxes, reduce regulations, and lower the cost of living for families. This session, we focused on new laws to prioritize housing and energy affordability. The legislature has cut taxes for Hoosiers every year over the last decade, saving taxpayers more than $26 billion. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from Indiana House Republicans.